every day, Beatriz Castiglioni goes to the hospital in Hurlingham in the province of Buenos Aires. 2 weeks ago, her son was rushed here after inhaling contaminated cocaine.
My son is 41 years old. He's an addict and I've tried to help him but cannot. But that doesn't mean he deserves what happened to him. I found him lying on the floor, unconscious. He had a heart attack. It was terrifying.
At least 24 people have died and more than 80 others have been hospitalized. All of the victims showed similar signs of sickness, breathing difficulties, convulsions and fatigue.
Police reports show that the drugs were mixed with carfentanil. It's a synthetic drug that's 10,000 times more powerful than morphine. It's mostly used in veterinary medicine to anesthetize large animals like elephants. It has a devastating effect on human beings.
The police immediately detained drug lord Joaquin Aquino, known as El Paisa, suspected of selling the tainted drugs. They also captured thousands of doses of cocaine in pink packages, the same packages the victims had when they became ill. Investigations are still ongoing about how the toxic cocaine made it to the streets. Monica Cuñaro is a national prosecutor. She created the country's first unit specializing in the fight against drug trafficking. She says the pandemic has had an impact on criminal organizations too.
The pandemic has brought not only poverty, business closure, domestic violence, but also border controls and increase of security complicated exporting drugs to Europe or the United States, so bands are now more rustic. No criminal gang want their clients to die because of their product.
Maria Morales' brother is still fighting for his life. She's still trying to comprehend what went wrong.
There is so much uncertainty every day with our hearts in our mouths. He's not getting better. I don't know how this happened. I hope they open centers to help treat our loved ones because they are ill.
A quest for answers from relatives of the victims, pushing authorities to prevent tragedies like this from ever happening again. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.